So how do you break the limiting beliefs holding you back? One choice at a time. Good morning, competitor. Jake here, your chief encouragement officer. Welcome to a brand new episode. It's Monday. We're kicking off a brand new week. We're kicking off a brand new month. Talking all around limiting beliefs and how sometimes those limiting beliefs can hold us back as leaders. Today's special Competitor Nation shout out goes to my man, Marvin Rothwell. Marvin has been active in our monthly challenges, taking on all 3 months so far as we kick off a brand new month of April today. And he sent our team a note about how the monthly challenges has impacted him, what he's learned going through the process, how they've, in his words, served as a stepping stone towards improving his well-being and chasing his own entrepreneurial goals. One of the things I loved about Marvin's story is he stuck with every month and he talks about what he's done and how it's impacted him. And it just, for me, it was a little bit of encouragement to continue these monthly challenges, which, as you can imagine, are not always the easiest to come up with something for us to take on, but man, they're so meaningful. So Marvin, I want to give you a shout out and a special thank you for sharing your story and what that challenge experience has been like for you. And for those listening, today's April 1st. We're kicking off a brand new month, which means it's a brand new challenge. And I hope you're going to join in with me. All you got to do is click the link in the show notes below to be able to jump in and join us on this month's challenge. And I think you're going to like what we've got in store for you. For the month of April, we're back at it. We're kicking it off reading 2 books this month. We're going to continue that theme so that you are on a pace to finish at least 24 books this year, 24 opportunities to grow, to learn, to get better. The second part of this challenge is one that for some of you is going to be very easy, and for some of us, it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge, but that means no phone or social media for the first hour each morning. Maybe you're like me and you struggle turning off that alarm and then checking notifications from overnight, but I've probably never had a notification that couldn't wait until 6:30, 7 or 8 a.m. instead of simply getting into my phone, responding and or deleting it at 5 or 6 in the morning. And so what I want to do is kick off this idea of getting after the day before I get into my notifications. And so no phone or social media for the first hour of each morning, no email or social media for the first hour of each morning. This specific item was inspired by my guy, Bill Bartlett, who was always about sweats before screens. So get up, get that morning workout, do whatever you need to, journal, but let's take on the challenge of putting off that digital device for the first hour of the day. And if you're thinking, man, I check my phone and then go straight to work, you might have to wake up a little bit earlier this month. So, second part of that challenge is no phone or social media, no email the first hour of each day. Number 3, you're going to hate me for this or you're going to love me for this. 1,000 burpees during the month of April. We're going to build that endurance as I selfishly train for an upcoming competition by knocking out at least 33 burpees every day all month long. That's what it'll take. 33 a day will get you up to that 1,000 mark. You're going to get your 8,000 steps in because we know so many of us are sitting at desks, we're sitting on planes, we're not moving the way we need to move, and so putting for that 8,000 to 10,000 mark every day. Make sure that we're moving in that healthy direction. Number 5, this is another selfish one for me. Mobilize and stretch a moment of 15 minutes every single day. The goal of this one is to be separate from your workout warm-up. And selfishly, I'm just trying to create a habit of being more flexible. So incorporating stretching or some yoga every single day. So it's not just as I'm going into the gym or starting a workout that I'm mobilizing, but trying to be a little more limber throughout the day. Number 6, we're keeping it as we have all year long. Review your goals every morning. This is imperative because once again, we got to constantly be reviewing our goals so we stay focused on them, so we can ensure we're continually working toward them. And honestly, looking at them every day provides a little bit of that accountability to follow through with the commitments we've set for ourselves. These last two are going to be a morning kickoff and an evening cool down, but essentially number 7 is going to be a morning gratitude flex. You're going to keep a small journal or notepad by your bedside, on your office desk, in your car. Each morning, I want you to start the day writing down one thing you're grateful for before the workday starts. One thing you're thankful for that day. Don't overthink it. It could be the fact that, hey, maybe like Donut here, your dog decided to go on a walk that day. Maybe the weather is finally turning out nice. Maybe you are healing from an injury. Whatever it is, start the day with something you're grateful for and flex that gratitude muscle. And then number eight, you're going to finish the day with a give me something good. On that same notepad or journal, write down one good thing that happened that day before you go to bed. No matter how rough that day was, no matter how frustrating it was, force yourself to identify one good thing so you can start training your focus and your gratitude to go where you want it to instead of where distractions naturally pull it to. That's what you've got in store this month of April. I hope you're going to join in with me. I hope you'll click the link in the show notes below to get dialed in, because this is just another opportunity to get better physically, mentally, relationally, just to improve how you show up, how you grow, and how you compete every day with yourself. So how do we break those limiting beliefs? I think we start by, instead of trying to break the limiting belief, we look to replace it. We look to collect enough evidence that replaces and changes that belief. And the way we do that is by taking action that stretches our comfort zone and comes into direct conflict with whatever that belief is. Now, when we get into these ideas of limiting beliefs, a lot of the time it has to do with the stories we tell ourselves. The way we talk audibly, the way we talk internally influences our belief pattern. For example, I know a ton of people who continue to tell me, I could never be a public speaker. I could never speak in front of people. I'm a terrible speaker in front of people. I can't do it. And I'm always curious about it, because more often than not, what happens is they've given a presentation once as a kid in class, growing up in school, and it didn't go well. Or they get incredibly nervous speaking in front of a few people. And so they've started to create this story internally that I could never speak in front of large audiences. I can never speak in front of more than just a few people because I get too nervous. There's a whole number of things that go into that, but the more times they continue to tell themselves that, the more that belief becomes cemented into their identity more than anything else and what they believe. But the way we change that is by looking for small opportunities that would go in conflict with this belief that I could never speak in front of people. For example, I might encourage you to start speaking and presenting an idea, or making a small presentation, or pitching a concept to a group of three or four people. They could be people on your team, they could be people in your company, but just a small group, casual conversation, right? Once you do that, the idea is to record it. It's to write it down about the day you gave that presentation to three or four people. And then you do it a couple more times. And then after that, you would add in a few more people. Maybe you're going to present to a team in a meeting. There's 10 people in there. And you're nervous, but you say, hey, I presented to three to four. This is just a few more people. And so you start to collect more evidence. And pretty soon you start to look for an opportunity where you can present to 20 or 30 people. Maybe it's your company you have a chance to speak in front of. And each time you get up there to present, you're forcing yourself to take action that not only stretches you, but comes into direct conflict with the belief and the story that you've previously told yourself. And the beauty of this is, if you've written down each time you've presented in front of people, you've spoken in front of groups, you've collected evidence that's contrary to the belief you have, which means you now have evidence that shows you can do the thing you said you couldn't do, that you can actually create a new belief system that I have the ability to speak in front of people because you have a stack of evidence that says otherwise. Not only that, you're going to build your confidence over and over and over again each time you do it. The way we change our limiting beliefs is by making a small choice that comes into direct conflict with that belief. Something small, safe. It stretches us just a little bit, but it's not going from, hey, I've never spoken in front of people, to I'm in a room full of 1,000 people. Hey, I'm starting with 3 to 4. And then I maybe move to 8 to 9 to 10, and then to 15, and then to 20, and then maybe eventually to my company. And each time I do it, I'm going to write it down. I record it. And so when I do it again and again and again, I stack enough evidence that starts to change the past belief and replace it with a new one. Because now we can tell ourselves a story that I can speak in front of people. I may not be where I want to be with it yet, but I have the ability to speak in front of people, whereas 2 years ago, I never thought I could do this. I never thought I would be the person to change my family history. I never thought I would be the person who could run a mile. I was never going to be the person who is able to wake up in the morning and journal or work out before work. I was never going to be the person until I started little by little doing it every day. If you're the person that just says, I can never be a morning person, try setting your alarm for 5 minutes earlier. Do that for a few days, then 10 minutes. Get yourself into a rhythm of slowly making the adjustments outside of your comfort zone so that you can begin to replace this limiting belief, this story you're telling yourself over and over again that ultimately is holding you back from reaching your true potential, and replace it with something better. And along the way, what you're going to discover is you have way more potential than you've probably given yourself credit for. And the way you start to reach that full potential, the way you start to do the things that maybe once you felt were impossible, is by making teeny tiny steps every single day that just press against the edge of your comfort zone. Because let's be honest, the worst place to be in your entire life is to stuck within that comfort zone. Because it means you're not growing. It means you're not getting better. It means your limiting beliefs are limiting you and the potential of who you could be. So let's not let them. What's the choice you're going to make today to change that internal narrative? What's the one small step you're going to change to redirect or replace that limiting belief? I hope you make it. Go win your day today, competitor. You know I'm cheering for you. Thanks again, competitor, for tuning in to another episode of the Compete Everyday Podcast. This is Jake Thompson, your Chief Encouragement Officer, and I'm glad you're here because that means you're a driven leader who wants to maximize your performance and pursue greatness in every area of your life. To learn more about Compete Everyday, get involved in our leadership cohort, or find resources to help you lead better and succeed more, visit CompeteEveryday.com. I'll see you next episode.